1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I am Jennifer Kuiper. Divers in Baltimore have recovered the body of a fourth victim of the Key Bridge collapse. CBS News Baltimore reporter Mike Helgren on the recovery.
It's a couple inches beyond my fingertips.
There's a lot of debris. There's rebar. There's concrete.
Robin Bianchi with Don John Marine says divers are mindful victims have yet to be recovered. She recounts how a diver on her team found one of the bodies.
We pulled the diver out of the water. He was nice and calm. We knew exactly where it was. We identified called the state police. They came out, they made the dives, they recovered the body.
The priority is finding those victims. That has been the mission from day one.
Former President Donald Trump's hush money trial begins in New York City. The former president has been charged with 34 counts of falsifying business records to hide hush money payments made to cover up an alleged affair with adult film star Stormy Daniels. CBS's Katrina Kaufman reports on day one of jury selection.
Apparently, with the first batch of jurors, more than half of them left because the judge has said that if anyone feels they can't be fair and impartial, he's just allowing them to leave the trial. And so already a portion of the pool is leaving from the first batch, more than half.
Armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed is sentenced to a year and a half in prison after being convicted of involuntary manslaughter over actor Alec Baldwin's fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the Rust movie set. CBS's Elise Preston in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Despite her plea for leniency, the judge handed down the maximum 18-month prison sentence.
You alone turned a safe weapon into a lethal weapon.
The family of Gutierrez-Reed plans to appeal as Alec Baldwin prepares for his trial.
New record temperatures in Mexico's capital. CBS's Adrian Bard is there.
Temperatures above 90 are almost unheard of in this sprawling metropolis, located at 7,349 feet above sea level. But on Sunday, Mexico City's temperature was hotter than any day on record, reaching 91.2 degrees Fahrenheit, according to government agencies. People here aren't used to it. The subway and most city buses have no air conditioning, and you have it at home. Adrian Bard, CBS News, Mexico City.
Authorities confirmed the deaths of two Kansas women who disappeared on a trip to pick up children for a birthday party. Two bodies were recovered in rural Oklahoma a day after four people were charged with murder and kidnapping. Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigations Director Angela Spurlock.
This case did not end the way we had hoped. It has certainly been a tragedy for everybody involved.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A statue honoring the first black woman elected to statewide office in Wisconsin is going up in front of the state capitol building in Madison this summer. The project got final approval Friday. Vell Phillips was elected Wisconsin's Secretary of State in 1978. The O.J. Simpson murder trial 30 years ago had a lasting impact on the way Americans consume news. Commentators became a fixture of trial coverage, and they're still used to interpret current events to this day.
It also meant that people could suspend their critical thinking to a certain extent. And I believe we're still seeing that today. The rise of social media has only made it easier.
Jane Kirkley teaches media studies at the University of Minnesota.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a series at home against the Padres tonight. They lost to the Orioles yesterday, 6-4, despite getting off to a good start on Bally Sports.
And Contreras to center field. Back Mullins. Back and gone! touchdown. What a statement for Contreras.
That is absolutely awesome by William Contreras. The second pitch of the ball game for Corbin Burnes.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy on facing Corbin Burnes.
Well, whenever you're, you know, trying to face a number one, you're trying to do everything you can to pester him and get him off his game. I don't know that we did that. He still pitched five innings and kept us to three runs. So
the Brewers won the series in Baltimore 2-1. NBA, the Bucks trounced by the Magic, 113-88. Doc Rivers blamed poor decisions offensively.
Yeah, I thought way too many ISOs. And not only did we ISO the wrong guy.
The Bucks will host the Pacers Sunday in round one of the playoffs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, maybe a sprinkle, a low close to 40. For tomorrow, more clouds, scattered showers, even some rumbles of thunder, high low 60s and windy. More showers on Wednesday, staying breezy, high near 60. A clearing trend, but breezy again Thursday. Sun's back for Friday. Right now, it's 58.
Tuesday on Matt Nair On Air. Greg is off, so I have two very special co-hosts. Fancy Brian Kelly joins in hour one. Luke Mathers from 11 to 12. Don't miss it.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cup, Hidney Cup, baby.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. We are here, and Haley, let me just say this. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, they are. You are right, Deka, and this portion of the show is supported by J.S. Bean Factory off Randolph Avenue in St. Paul. Only the good stuff keeps us awake.
Absolutely. Hey, Haley, we're at the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Save the World comedy tour, and we ran into a lot of our friends and listeners, and it was crazy because like four or five people came back to me and said Native issues are human issues and human issues are Native issues.
Oh,
and
cool.
I don't remember where I stole that. No, I mean,
right.
I made it up. Oh.
Well, they're listening, which is a really, really great thing.
Yeah, definitely. And it's funny, too, whenever AM 950 puts together any kind of these pre-parties or any kind of galas or anything, it's a different group of people each time. So
yeah,
it's crazy. We have a lot of listeners and, you know, people that listen to AM 950 were almost packed that 1,200 seat theater. And it was crazy. Well, it was packed in the bottom, but where we were up there, and I know you were helping me with my nose bleeding all the time.
Yes,
in our nose bleeding seats, you were handing me Kleenex. We enjoyed the show and enjoyed seeing all the listeners to Native Roots Radio. And Matt McNeil did a great job.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I got to shout out Matt McNeil for those opening comments and just loved seeing his Minnesota, the new Minnesota State flag shirt that Matt was wearing. Really loved that. And I want to shout out Chad and his amazing wife, Angie, for helping coordinating that event this weekend. And then also, you know, shout out Stephanie Miller and John Fugelsang and the Frangela duo, as well as Hal Sparks and Cliff Schechner for joining Stephanie on the tour. It was hilarious. And, you know, just a lot of amazing political jokes and really just for all ages. And this is going to be a tour going around the whole country. The Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Save the World comedy tour. They will be in Philadelphia next is their next stop, April 27th. And then May 11th, we might have to travel out to our neighbor state in Madison, Wisconsin. They'll be out there May 11th.
I still have the pass to get in, so I wonder if that would work there. Ho-wah.
There you go. We could try.
Definitely. Hey, our friend that we haven't seen in, well, I don't know, since he renegotiated his contract with us, and now he's getting twice as much as he did before.
As he should.
Yes. Dr. Stately. Welcome, Dr. Stately. You are the CEO of Native American Community Clinic here in the Twin Cities. And you notice how I paused there before I kept on going to clinic as opposed to your friends across the street on the Native corridor in Minneapolis. Welcome to Native Roots Radio, Dr. Stately.
Good job. Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here. And happy to be making twice as much as I used to make.
That's right.
Well, it's great to have you back, Dr. Stately.
Haley's a little confused about your renegotiated contract. I didn't blow it by her, but we're glad you're here, and we're glad
it was just a producer.
It was a month-long, negotiation, and we're glad you're back.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's been a while, huh? Gosh, how did you survive without me? I'm just kidding.
We played a lot of best ofs with you on it, so you know we
did
knew,
you. That's awesome.
We didn't have to pay you for those.
I wish I had really been able to like think about how to. Well, the first day I was gone, that first week of mid-March, I think March 18th was the first day I was gone, and I couldn't be on because I was on an airplane.
Yes.
At the time, I was actually literally getting on the airplane at 5 o'clock when you started your show. I should have just said hello from the airport, but I was a little anxious about it's an international flight and that whole bit.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't get on the second week because I'm on an airplane coming back from Amsterdam, which is a flight I almost missed. There are worse places to be stuck than Amsterdam, I suppose, but
True.
Yeah. Well, it would have been nice if during my using days to be there, but right now I'm sober as a church mouse,
Hey, good.
That's a good thing. We're all, better off for you being sober as a church mouse. Everybody benefits there. We ran in today to each other today. It was really lovely to see you in person.
Yeah, definitely. And again, it's been so long since saw each other, and all the great work that's happening. Only spent a few minutes up in your office, and it was just like I kind of got teary-eyed about all the things that you're planning in the future here. And and then I said to you, man, sometimes I wish I was 10 years younger, because of all the good things and the things that I'm figuring out, at least.
This guy, he already has me in a coffin.
No.
So he's saying to me, don't you wish you had more time? I was like, does somebody know something that I don't?
I'm in 50 years, not 20 years, all right?
Yeah, there you go.
Getting carried away with the elder thing.
I'm kidding. Yeah, exactly. Come on now, I'm a year behind you. No, I'm just kidding. I'm busy. I'm doing some exciting work. It's really wonderful to be at the helm of this organization. I was just like, I think one of the things we were talking about at lunch too was also just like how amazing like it is at this moment in time to be sort of kind of have this, this feeling of like abundance and excitement. One of the things I was thinking about after we talked about that is kind of got back to the work I was doing here in my office was I think about I guess if I'm being honest and truthful, I do acknowledge that I've accomplished a lot in my, my 20 or 30 years of having a quote unquote professional life. Right. And I think that they've always been driven, but I think I also learned that from some people who kind of, came ahead of me. And I was just having a conversation with somebody the other day. We're talking about this as having a conversation with a reporter. And then I was talking about a couple other leaders in the community, and someone else was interviewing me. And I was like, I want to be really clear. Like, I don't like, yes, I've been able to do a lot over the last several years specifically, and I'm embarking on a lot, but none of that is like, none of that is my personal accolades, right? I acknowledge that, you know, none of what I do I've done on my own, right? And most importantly, the seat I sit in is not a seat that I earned independently by myself. The seat was bought and paid for by the hard efforts and the sacrifices that my parents, our parents, our grandparents, and our great grandparents had to make so that I would have a place here. And so I think what drives me with all of the things that I'm doing, and yes, you're right, I don't want to run out of time. I want enough time to put some things solidly in place, just like they did. Like all the things that we have in our community today, you know, all of the things that was accomplished here in South Minneapolis specifically, that has benefited not just our communities, but the community and tribal communities and urban communities all over the nation, Turtle Island. Those were earned through very difficult, challenging efforts and sacrifices that people had to make, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. So it's my responsibility to do the same thing now, which I think is why I'm so driven to get some of these things accomplished.
Absolutely. Hey, we're going to come back here with Dr. Stately, Native American Community Clinic here in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, on the Indian Native American Corridor here in Minneapolis on Franklin Avenue. We'll be right back. It's Native Roots Radio.
I heard sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why Native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950. Attention, Native American community. As we prepare for American Indian Celebration Month in Minnesota this May, it's essential to prioritize the health and safety of our communities. With social gatherings and festivities on the horizon, getting vaccinated against COVID-19 is crucial. So let's make getting vaccinated a tradition, inclusive, and cross-generational. Imagine gatherings filled with shared stories and cultural celebrations free from the shadow of COVID-19. Remember, protecting yourself and others is what counts. Whether it's time for an updated vaccine or your first shot, all COVID-19 vaccines offer protection. With the latest vaccine, especially recommended for our elders over 65. As we gather with friends and relatives this May for American Indian Celebration Month, let's ensure everyone's safety by getting vaccinated. Together, we can uphold our traditions and keep our communities thriving. For more information, including details about clinics offering free vaccines, visit vaccines.gov. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic, or NAC, on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
I love that tagline. And also, I loved being a vaccinative that we stole from Dr. Stately and his people. I will be making a show. What is that? How does that go again, Haley? Making.
Oh, be a vaccinative?
No, the tagline you just made.
Oh, make. Honoring health and tradition.
Yes, we'll make a t-shirt out of that and put Dr. Stately's face on it and sell it at the fair.
That'll good one. I'd buy it.
Yeah, oh, good one. Oh, Dr. Stately didn't laugh. Maybe it's a little too close to home with vaccinated.
He wants the profits.
Yeah, I would have probably been able to close my capital campaign and not stolen that campaign from me. Think of all the relatives who are suffering because you stole my intellectual property.
Oh, got me there. Well, let's kind of tiptoe back to what we were talking about the people that came before us. And I know your mother was a great leader, and I'm sure you've been working and thinking hard because of her and, you know, and what she did in the community.
Yeah, her and, like, you know, I was raised by a bunch of, like, I was raised right here in the South Minneapolis in the cultural quarter growing up. I was born and raised right here. So it's like a tremendous privilege for me to be kind of be in the role that I'm in, having gone away and did the thing, you know, got my education, got a, you know, graduated from college, got a PhD, did some stuff on the West Coast, you know, kind of, you know, earned my chops there and did some pretty interesting things, ran a couple of health centers and a few other things. Also did, you know, a 4-year stint at a Indigenous Health Research Center that I helped establish. And all of that sort of kind of, like, I think really laid the groundwork for sort of, like, my ability to come back here and do the things I'm doing now. And, you know, but I was also raised by my mother, who was an amazing community leader. I was raised by, you know, aunties and uncles who were all part of, like, you know, the social fabric of South Minneapolis, that, you know, the social and cultural fabric that sort of, like, worked hard on establishing AIM as a, you know, in the late 60s when I was very young, who also worked really hard to move, just changes in structures and things like that, and creating institutions and organizations that serve our community to this day. My mom was on the board of the American Indian Center for, you know, close to 18 years, a really good portion of my life. I think that, you know, on the, you know, here we are, we're on the precipice of the newly renovated Indian Center about to open up here in less than a month. On May 1st, they're going to have their grand reopening. And my mother, I think, would be, like, so, you know, proud and so incredibly, like, you know, just, I think she would really be quite in awe of where we are today with some of the work that they established in the 60s and 70s and 80s. Mm-hmm. To know that we're further along. Saturday, I was at NAC had a baby shower, a community baby shower. We do that every single year, usually right now, in March or April, around this time of year. And it was held in the Little Earth Gymnasium at the community center. And my mother was, it was such a pivotal moment for me, because I was standing in the gymnasium and watching, you know, the program unfold, and you know, so proud of the work my staff was doing and all the community partners we pulled together at the event. We were handing out, you know, information and support and, you know, free, you know, all kinds of things that would help new mothers to keep their themselves and their babies safe and healthy, and, you know, focusing on their well-being. Everything from traditional medicines to car seats to, you know, moccasins that were beaded by women who were part of our traditional healing program. We worked with Children's Hospital to resurrect the First Gifts program by having, you know, women in treatment, in early treatment, sort of in their group, make the moccasins for the women who were pregnant and having babies. And it was so sweet. They left little notes for the new mothers and inside the boxes with the moccasins in them. You're just kind of wishing them. It was such a beautiful display of, like, you know, like what we do best as a community, which is, you know, we show up and we take care of one another, then we give each other the things that we need to be, feel supported and to be loved and to be held, just like that little baby when it came out of the womb. Right. So, it was so touching for me. And, you know, I was standing in the gymnasium, and that was where my mother, my mother's office was, like through the gymnasium, like, you know, the door that led into the other part of the community center. My mother helped to establish the food shelf there, you know, and she helped to establish Little Earth, the Residents Association. And you know, I'm standing there and I'm just thinking, you know, my first thought was like, I wish you were here and I wish you could see what this place has become and what your community has become, and that you were instrumental in creating this. These are things I'm thinking that I would say to her if she was here. And her and so many other women and so many other Indigenous men, like, you know, they created me. I didn't create myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's heavy. And yeah, I just felt bad. My pregnant daughter could not make it. She works on Saturdays and, you know, she's having twins, and I'm going to name them Robert and Roberta, because one's a boy and one's a girl. So I just wanted to make good that ones. Official announcement right here.
You're going to name them? They've given you that privilege, huh? Personally, I like the name Anthony and Antonia. That's my personal preference. Yeah, so if you want them to really have some stature, you might name them that.
I always told people that were pregnant, I go, if it's a boy, Robert's a very strong name for a male.
Yes, he's told every single girl that.
Yeah, it's even a stronger name for a female, because if she had the name Robert, she would really have to have endurance.
Wow, that's kind of like right. Johnny Cash should write a song about that.
I think he did, didn't he? Yeah.
Boy Named Sue?
He must have meant S-O-U-I-X, I think, when he was singing that song.
Oh, ooh, I see what good you one. Did there. And then there's Hal and Haley. There, we could do that one. Our producer at the mothership just texted me that.
Yep, I already knew it.
But that is just so powerful. And again, I'm sad my daughter couldn't make it, but just the hearing about it and all the preparation. And, you know, when we talk about beating, or like my daughter and her Ojibwe husband make resin earrings, and people come up and say, did you pray over this before you made it? And they can say yes. And that's how special all these gifts that we give each other have a prayer.
Mm-hmm. They all have a prayer, and they all, you know, they're all made with love, intention, and, you know, I mean, it's such a long process to make a pair of moccasins, or make, you know, a pair of earrings, a belt, you know, anything that requires us to sort of manually sort of put something together and create with our own hands. There's an intentional process that goes into that, and, you know, all of those. And if you're making it for a specific person, you're usually like holding that person with intention in your heart and in your mind, right, as you do it. And so all of those things that you, all that love, all that beauty that you feel for that individual, all the hopefulness that you have for them is put into that thing as you're making it. And, you know, so it's probably one of the greatest things we can ever do is to make something for another human being.
Absolutely. And that's why swinging back, what we talk about a lot is when you go to powwows, when you go to these markets like Native Roots Arts and Charlie's Store, those are Native American made. And when you go to people that you don't know, you ask, who made this? And if they can't tell you, it's been made in China and there are no prayers. There's probably an 11-year-old child with a gun to their head making this stuff. You know, it's just so always ask who made whatever you're supporting in buying a Native American design.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and speaking of Charlie, Charlie was always, you know, he was always quick to tell people that would visit his store, like, you know, well, this is not made in China, and this is made by indigenous people, himself included, and it takes a long time to do that. So you're going to, you know, so factor that in when you think about the price you're paying for something, right?
Absolutely. Hey, we're here with Dr. Stately, and having fun and talking serious as we always do. It's great to have him back on the show. And you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm here with Haley Cherry and Dr. Stately. We'll be right back after this short break.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
CBS News Brief. Another body is recovered after last month's collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. More from CBS's Nora O'Donnell.
Six construction workers were killed when the bridge collapsed. The body of a fourth worker was recovered from a sunken vehicle on Sunday.
The FBI has opened a criminal investigation and boarded the cargo ship that crashed into the Key Bridge. No jurors are selected on day one of former President Donald Trump's New York City hush money trial. CBS's Robert Costa is covering it.
During the proceedings, Trump appeared irritated at times and bored at others, even appearing to nod off at one point, later perking up when jury selection began.
Rust Movie weapons supervisor Hannah Gutierrez-Reed is sentenced to 18 months in prison for involuntary manslaughter in the shooting death of a cinematographer. She tells the court,
"The jury has found me in part at fault for this god-awful tragedy, but that doesn't make me a monster. That makes me human."
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin maker of firefighting foam has reached a $750 million settlement with public water systems with harmful PFAS chemicals in their drinking water. Tyco Fire Products use foam containing PFAS at its firefighting training facility in Marinette. 3M and DuPont have also recently settled PFAS lawsuits over polluted drinking water. U.S. House Republicans will have just a one-vote majority after Wisconsin's Mike Gallagher steps down Friday. Former Northeast Wisconsin Congressman Reed Ribble says he's not alarmed.
Let's face it, Congress really isn't doing anything. And they're not going to be doing anything. This last few months in session is going to be all messaging bills.
Ribble on WYSN-TV's Upfront program Sunday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, "We worked together, we did a good job."
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, maybe a sprinkle, a low close to 40. For tomorrow, more clouds, scattered showers, even some rumbles of thunder, high low 60s and windy. More showers on Wednesday, staying breezy, high near 60. A clearing trend but breezy again Thursday, sun's back for Friday. Right now it's 58.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Letting someone else live their life in a way that you may not agree with, guess what? That's American. That's what we get to do here. We don't get to place our religious beliefs in a position of governmental endorsement so that we can exclude others from our educational systems, from our boardrooms. That ain't American. It isn't the Wisconsin that I know either.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver.
It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on.
Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
and let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
The morning show on WFHR. It's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people. Yeah.
And on good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be, the middle especially for her had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, one very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we're here with Dr. Stately, and this is the portion of the show where when Wendy for years and years sat across me during commercial break, she would say, ask him what he wants to talk about. And so this is the section, Dr. Stately, that I'm going to ask you, what would you like to talk about?
Oh, sure. Well, I think I'd like to talk about a couple of things that are coming up that I'm working on. I'm really excited about. One is I'm giving a keynote tomorrow morning at St. Thomas University in St. Paul. Hey. It's a conference. It's called the Whole Person Health Summit. It's their second annual summit. I'm going to be talking about the work we're doing at NAC around centering and integrating traditional and cultural healing into our system and into the community and the work we do, all to improve and benefit the health and the well-being of our community. So really excited to talk about that. And then I think next weekend, not this weekend, but next weekend, April 27th on Saturday, we'll have the Osseo Area Schools Indian Education Wachipi. I made a post on my Facebook page. I said, oh, get ready for the best powwow spring season. And some people have texted me and said, like, what's up with that? I'll comment. And in all transparency, I will say my niece, Jillian Stately, works for the Osseo Indian Education Association. She's the actual, this is a painting of the flyer I sent you. Is actually a painting of our graphic design image of her and her regalia dancing. She was a dancer.
That's a beautiful poster. That's probably the next.
I know. I love this poster. I told her, I don't think she made posters. She's like, I was like, you should print these posters and sell them at the powwow. I'd buy one. I'd pay at least 10 or 15 bucks for that poster. It's beautiful. I'd frame it and stick it in my
Native Roots something. Arts.
Maybe my office. Yeah.
We can maybe do that.
It's really beautiful.
It is really seriously.
And that powwow is very meaningful to me, of course, because not just because my niece Jillian is instrumental in putting it together, but there's a lot of people I know all of the people that are engaged in it, like the MC is Ricky White, the arena director is Richard Milda. Headman is Ruben Crowfeather Jr., who my nephew Ruben and my other family members are really close to. The host drums are Hoka Maza and Hoka Hey, and these are people my kids drummed on some of those people's drums when they were younger. For me, it's like when I go back to that powwow, I'm around a bunch of family members. Literal family members, and then just all the relatives that I'm related to over the years who just are having a lot of engagement with that. Indian Ed program. Before we had a functioning Indian education program in Prior Lake, which I was part of and helpful in kind of reigniting in 2016 or 2015, I would take my kids to this Indian Ed program because we had no Indian Ed really doing any community events like this in Prior Lake. So it was a way for them to get kind of exposed to language and dance and culture. Yeah. So,
well, we got some other things going on too. I know I, as a former teacher, would go out and support our Dakota and Ojibwe speakers at this event, and I do have a T-shirt with that logo. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Oh yeah, the Minnesota Indian Education Association conference.
Yes,
that will be on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at the casino in Hinckley. Casino hotel, and excited to announce that one too. And I get to be there on Wednesday. I'm giving a keynote address at that conference as well. I'm invited to talk about the work that NAC is doing around a project called Project Braid. We're going to kind of talk about our first year and a half of implementing that project in Ames, and then also this year at Anderson School. It's a program that specifically pulls in a bunch of community partners that we have part of this whole project. It's a implementation research project to sort of pull together all these folks doing really amazing work around Indigenous food, Indigenous knowledge systems, Indigenous games to increase engagement of kids in healthy eating and physical activities within school-based programs. So we'll talk about that project. I'm really excited about it.
That's very cool. And what I like, too, is not only do they have a powwow, and a lot of times over the years I've happened to know the new crowning head dancer, and also Harding usually does very well with the language bowl, and so that's something that I've always enjoyed.
Yeah, they've had a strong track record in the language bowls over the last couple of years. It has something to do with those Henry boys, I think.
Yeah, you know what? Especially now, and it's funny. Jerry Dearley was a teacher, and I ran into him today. Then Barry Hand. And
Barry Hand will be there.
And they have a director. I don't know who the language person is right now, but they just did really well last time they were in a competition. So get them.
I know they've been like pulling in those little championships for quite a while now. And I think the other thing that's really exciting is for the last several years, they've been having on the, I think it's not on the last, but on the second day. So in this instance, it would be on Thursday. They have a youth day, and there's usually some youth-focused programming that goes on in addition to the language bowls. And it's just, the beauty of it is it really does sort of like take this intergenerational approach and this holistic sort of family and community approach to sort of like understanding, you know, how to best provide cultural and language and other supports for Native children and their families within predominantly Western system. It's one of the things that it's really beautiful just to see all the work that people are doing. It's one of my favorite conferences. I love to go to it.
Wow. How do people, well, let me back up real quick. I was going to say, remember too, everybody's invited to the powwow. Just be respectful. If you've never been one before, just, don't take pictures of dancers without asking them. And also, if they're selling things there, it's open to the public, and you can buy whatever they're selling and wear them. And also, everyone's invited.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be a powwow, a meal. It's really quite a celebration. It's a really wonderful experience if you haven't been there yet.
Well, we got a chance, and I got a chance to watch the Henry Boucher documentary, and I was really happy to see your boys in it, but also that his story was told, and kind of makes me sad that he's still not here. And he was fairly young when he passed.
Yeah, he was very young, 60.
I think he was 71.
Oh, 71, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Wait, you and I are 60-something.
Yeah, right. As a matter of fact, 80's sounding a little young where I'm sitting right now.
Yeah. I was just going to remark about your Santa Claus.
My beard.
Mask you're wearing.
Yeah. Wendy put a kibosh on the... Just for Men, because I was looking like Groucho Marx there for a few days after I put my Just for Men on. So she put a kibosh to that, so I have to listen to my wife in a good way.
Mm-hmm. Good one. Yeah, just go on natural, huh? Yeah.
Well, I was at the restaurant where my daughter works, and they were saying that they were asking me if I dyed my hair. And it's like, what? No.
Oh. I don't know. It your haircut, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know, Dr. Stately, if you noticed that, but I did cut my hair, or Wendy cut my hair, I should say.
Hmm. Really? I don't know. Do Ho-Chunks cut their hair when they're mourning?
Yeah, I did, because we lost our Lucy. Our co-star of Native Roots Radio over the years.
I know. She was like one of my favorite things about being here.
You might have to go
get another a cat with a whiskey voice. So
yeah,
I can feel specifically entertained and taken care of.
Smoking Marlboros and drinking whiskey.
I know, right? Like, you know, she's up there in cat heaven, just, you know, smoking Marlboros, drinking whiskey and playing poker.
Well, the funny thing is, when we first got her, and we got her as a rescue at like 6 months old, she sounded like a bird. She didn't sound as and just as time went on, she got the gravelly voice. And it was fun. She would bust through the door, especially during Wendy's sacred animal portion of the show. And it was crazy. She'd bust through this. Yeah. She wanted to get the mic.
She just wanted everybody to know how sacred she really was. She was like,
right.
Exactly.
Wow. That's hard. So, I can't imagine losing a pet. Well, you know, they're relatives by that point.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
It's like, the other day my cat got out on accident when I was like, and he was gone for like 30, 40 minutes, and I was panicked. Right?
Yeah.
It was kind of like dusky late at night. I wasn't really paying attention with the dogs out, and then he got out too. And I was like, this is the guy that sleeps with me every night, right here, right? Purrs in my little ear. And the one that I used to, like, you'd see on camera when he was a little baby, he'd like sit right here.
Yeah.
And, on my, so I was like panicked. I was like, oh my God, an owl is going to eat you because you look really tasty.
Yeah, we have the eagles. We have the eagles around here, so I know the feeling. Well, I always say that whenever anyone posts that their dog or their cat passes away, I always say family. Put a heart there, because they truly are part of the family.
Oh, God. If he was lost, I would be devastated. Yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, quickly, I don't know, what time are you speaking tomorrow? We didn't say it.
8:45
in the morning. I said I was going to be there, but I don't know. No, I'm kidding. I'm going to try and make
you're it. Too, yeah, you're too old. You probably won't sleep in. Probably,
yeah. Hey, great having you on again. We've missed you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. See you all next week. Take care. Be well.
Sounds good. Dr. Stately, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Doherty Family College at the University of St. Thomas is your pathway to a bachelor's degree. Located in downtown Minneapolis, Doherty Family College offers an affordable education that includes free textbooks, a laptop, meals, career coaches, and a Metro Transit pass. As a full-time Doherty Family College student, you'll benefit from mentorship from St. Thomas faculty, along with paid internships and support from Minnesota's largest private college. Ready to turn your dreams into reality? Apply now at dfc.stthomas.edu. Doherty Family College, your journey to success starts here.
Attention transit customers. On Saturday, March 16th, Metro Transit will make changes to transit service within your community. As we do each quarter, we review our resources and ridership trends. These service changes continue our ongoing work to best serve customers throughout our system with our given resources. A summary of the upcoming service changes and a preview of the updated schedules are available now at metrotransit.org.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations. Howl!
Hey, we have our friend Angie Big. We haven't talked to Angie in a long time, and she's the owner of Big Guitars here in Minnesota on University in St. Paul here. And I just want to give the...
And Snelling.
It's yes. 595 Snelling Avenue North.
Bonjour, oh, everyone.
And it's only 2 miles from me. Hey, Angie, what is going on?
And how you haven't are you stopped by.
I've right. driven by. I've taken pictures.
Of,
yeah, I'm on. Yes, well, definitely.
How well, are you?
Doing good. Great to see you. What's happening in Angie world there? I know you got a lot of things going on, one with the store and two with other things that you were doing with the community.
Yeah, holy smokes. The store is, we're just coming into busy season with tax returns, you know what I mean?
Cha-ching.
And people have a little extra, well, some people have a little extra money to spend. We don't. We have to pay in $4,000 this year. That's so, you know, we should be tax exempt, all the natives. I think that, anyway.
Yeah.
So we, and the weather's changing. And with that, you know, your guitar is going to change. You know, it's wood, it's organic, still thinks it's a tree. So when it gets humid, it expands a little and the neck bows back and then you get some buzzing. So, so people have to bring their guitars in to get set up.
Wow. That's awesome. So anyone can bring their guitar in, probably get a new strap too, and some strings and all those things that you guys have. Big Guitars on Snelling Avenue, 595 Snelling. And what fun. And I see you're doing stuff in the community right now too, and you've gotten some awards or rewards heading your way. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, hopefully. I applied for a grant with I can't remember the name of it now. The Indian Collective Fund. Have you seen that? I applied for it, so I hope to get it. We need to really do some stuff into the store to improve it a little bit more. And and then I'm in the Native Governance Center's Native Nation Rebuilder Cohort Number 13. And the beginning of May, we're going out to Standing Rock for the health and wellness part of the cohort, and we're really excited, and I've never been out there. I cannot wait.
Yeah.
So me and my cousin Rita, Rita Volozek Arndt, you know, she works at the History Center. We're she's in it too, and we're gonna drive out there together, and we're so excited.
Yeah. And Rita does great art and jewelry and Yeah, I was like, and I didn't know you guys were related, but I guess we're all related. Oh, wow.
Yeah, our mothers are sisters.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yep.
That's very cool. Very cool.
Can I talk about the Star Tribune's Minnesota Best?
Absolutely.
There's a lot of Native-owned businesses in the that were nominated. So we're in the shopping category under Music Instrument Store. But then, you know, Four Sisters Market is in the Farmers Market section. Mm-hmm. And then Specialty Store and Place to Buy a Gift is Northland Visions. Mm-hmm. And then in the Eat and Drink, the coffee shops, Powell Grounds and Makua Coffee. And then Food Truck, there's also the Trickster Tacos. And I can't remember what else. Who else is on there?
I don't know, but I love
Powell Grounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said the Powell Grounds. Trickster Tacos, those people are blowing up. And it's I'm proud to say one of them is, well, I think they both are former Harding students that I've had over a million years ago when I taught at Harding. So it's always great to see them and always great to see that they're at so many events and that they're blowing up and they're great people.
Yeah, they'll actually, Trickster Tacos will actually be at Makua Coffee tomorrow, April 16th, from 11 to 1. So that'll be a great opportunity to get out there and get some fry bread tacos.
Yeah.
That is awesome. I've been trying not to eat fry bread, but once in a while I have just a little hankering for it, you know, and I can eat, you know, everything off of it and just have a little
nibbles.
You know, I used to think, I mean, they're really good. You know, I really like them. And because I never thought, I was like, man, Bob at Powell Grounds, he makes the best and most perfect fry bread. Like, they're all the same size. He just has it down. And it's hard to compete with him. But, you know, and he's getting a food truck soon too, isn't he?
Yeah, that's what we heard. Yeah. That's what we heard. Yeah. Oh. So a lot happening on Turtle Island. And, you know, everyone get on the Star Tribune and vote for Vig Guitars.
Yeah.
There's two more days of voting. You can vote once a day. VoteMinBest.com. Is anyone going to the aunties this weekend?
I live like a half a block from there, and Wendy and I have to go to New York because of a funeral. Her uncle passed away, so we're really bummed out, but we're going to have them on, I think, tomorrow, right, Haley?
Hopefully. I don't know about tomorrow. I think tomorrow is booked, but hopefully very, very soon.
I was just reading about them. I didn't know that Anne McKeag is a descendant from White Earth. And is she still on the Supreme Court?
Yeah.
She must still.
Yes. Yep.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's
Look
very
at
cool.
Us getting seats at the tables.
Exactly.
Yes. That's so
exactly.
Exciting.
And then our friend Sandy Whitehawk, who had the documentary done about her life, Blood Memory, and she's been an active adoptee person in the community for many years and has adopted powwow. You know, so many of us have been, were put out to adoption and have come back, and she's been part of the welcoming committee of adoptees, so she'll be there too.
Yeah. My friend is bringing me because last month we lost our baby aunt. She was the youngest of nine. And it's been such a sad couple months. And so my friend said, I got us tickets to go see the aunties. So in honor of your aunt. And I'm really looking forward to it.
And that's at St. Kate's College here on Randolph Avenue in St. Paul. And tickets, I think, are still available. So check it out. The aunties. Do you have any more information about that, Haley or Hal? And now I found out I'm supposed to call Haley Hal.
You know, I don't. But I think it's the 20th, right?
Saturday,
the 20th. Okay.
Yep.
Oh, and then May 18th. Oh, my gosh. I have to get my readers on. I am so dependent on these. Oh.
You need to bite the bullet and get glasses. When I was teaching, I had. Oh, what?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's like having him on every floor, having, I know. Oh, my gosh. Middle age. Saturday, May 18th at the Hook and Ladder under the canopy, Indigenous is going to be with Albert Castiglia. That's going to be a great show.
Oh, show. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Write that down, Haley.
Mm-hmm.
Write that down. Yeah. Well, Angie, we love on the short notice coming in and saving us and talking good speak and sure. good medicine. And we love Big Guitars on Snelling Avenue in St. Paul. And do you got a website we can give out there or Facebook to our people that are listening to us?
Sure. It's bigguitarshop.com. And then we're also on all the social medias. And yeah, we're just a fun little shop. Stop by yes. sometime. Yeah, I give you a shirt, Robert.
Ho, you know I'll be there tomorrow. Ho. Right on. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier.
See you tomorrow.
Now.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.